Northampton Colel, Sunday, 16th of September 2012. Kaf Test Elul, Tovshin Ayin Beis, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Wishing Ksiva Tova to all of us. And let's say this year it should hopefully be a zechus for Louis. He should have a refuah shleima. Leib ben Leo. This year is really totally in his zechus. Without him, we would never have ever got started on any of this. So he should have a refuah shleima. We're up to Tillim chapter Yud Ches, Shigid Magershon Hetner, and we're up to Posuk Kaf Ches. Yeah. Ki ata am oni soshia, because you save the poor people, or poor nation, ve'inayim romos tashpil, and exalted eyes you lower, or you lower exalted eyes. Ki ata am oni soshia, you save a people who are poor, ve'inayim romos tashpil, and you lower exalted eyes. Okay? So,
it seems funny way around the first bit, doesn't it? It would be ki am oni ato Moshiach. It says the ato first. Is that unusual?
I don't know. Yeah, it's unusual. I don't know. You've got the word. You're saying that the word ato is the subject of the verb. Mm. So shia is the verb itself. And why are they separated? By am oni.
I would have thought you should have said ki am oni ato Moshiach. Something like that.
Yeah, or Soshia. Moshia would be a present tense, Soshia is a future tense. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so why split the pronoun? Is it pronoun? Yeah, the pronoun, ato, you. Mm-hmm. Why split the pronoun, ato, from the word, from the verb, Soshia? I've no idea. Don't know. Never even noticed it. It's a good kasha. Don't know. Okay, ki ata am oni soshia, you save a poor people, the einayim romos tashpil, and you lower exalted eyes. Okay, let's. The first thing to look at, there's no Rashi on the Pasuk. Let's take a look at the Targum. I've got the Targum here. I'll read out the Targum. Very interesting. Matul da'ant yas amobes Yisrael, because you, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yas amobes Yisrael da'chashichim b'nei amamaya v'golusa, the people who are in darkness, Klanisol, who your people, Klanisol, who are in darkness within the nations in Golus, and you Asid Lemifrak, you're going to redeem them one day. Uve Mimroch, and by your word, Umayo Sakifayo, strong nations, Demisgabrin Alehon, who impose themselves over them, over Klanisol, Tamich, you will crush. So you will crush the nations who impose themselves over and lord themselves over Klal Yisrael.
It says am in the first bit. There's no am in the second bit. Like, you know, it says ki ato am oni toshia ve'enayim ramos. It could have been am enayim ramos.
Am enayim ramos. Yeah, it doesn't say that. Yeah, just enayim ramos. High eyes or exalted eyes. Yep. Yeah. So, okay, so learning the Pasuk according to the Targum, the Pasuk is simply telling us Klal Yisrael are in Golus, they're among the nations, they're in Golus, they're oppressed, but you will one day save them. And the oppressors, the nations who oppress us, you will one day crush them. So really the Pasuk has got two halves. Part one is about the geula for Klal Yisrael, and part two is about punishing those who oppressed us over the years. Okay?
So maybe that's why it says the first time, because it's referring to Klal Yisrael. It doesn't refer to Klal Yisrael.
Could be, yeah? Could well be. Could be. The Mesudas David explains that this phrase am oni is simply am muchno, which means a subdued nation. That we can understand. A subdued nation, and that's us, Klal Yisrael, we're a subdued nation, we're in Golus. And while the Einayim Romos, he translates as hamisgoim biyoser, those who are extremely haughty. The enemies of Klal Yisrael who oppress us, and they are extremely haughty over us. The Ibn Ezra tells us that this pasuk is in stark contrast to the previous pasuk, or the previous couple of pasukim. We have am oni, and it works in contrast in opposites. In the previous pasuk, we had im navar tisbarar, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealing well with tzaddikim, and we have the im ikesh tispatol, but with those who are crooked, you deal crookedly. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals harshly with those who are crooked with Rishoyim.
This has, you know, again.
Yeah, that's right, we did it, that's right. Derikesha Vasalto, absolutely, yeah. We mentioned it on our last year. So, which is, by the way, 2 months ago. Right, so, yeah. So, Innovatis Barovi Mekesh Tispatol, says the Ibn Ezra, Am Oni in our Pasuk, this poor nation, is in stark contrast and is opposite to the Ikesh in the last Pasuk. Ikesh in the last Pasuk, those who are crooked. Am Oni is the poor downtrodden nation, Klal Yisrael. And in our Pasuk, we've got the words, so Shia, you will save them, and that's the exact opposite of Tispatol, you'll deal crookedly. So the Ibn Ezra points out that our Pasuk now, Kafches, is an exact opposite of the phrase for Imekesh Tispatol. Okay, to contrast with it. Then the Ibn Ezra has a very strange thing. Oh, and one more thing before we come to that. The Ibn Ezra also points out that the Chiddush in our Pasuk is David HaMelech saying, you're not just saving me, one person, you're saving an entire nation. Ki ato am oni soshia, you're saving an entire nation. So it's a bigger chiddush than simply saving the one tzaddik, or the one good person. No, you're not just saving one person, you're saving an entire nation. And that's the chiddush in this pasuk. Yeah? Then the Ibn Ezra says something very, very strange indeed. I'm going to read out the words of the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says, V'hizkir ve'inayim romos, ve'inom roos balaylo. A very cryptic expression. The Hizkir, the Pasuk mentions Ve'inayim Ramos, these exalted eyes. Ve'inom Roos Balayla, they don't see at night. What on earth does this Ibn Ezra mean? I couldn't understand it. And I found my good friend in Manchester, Jeremy Stanton, and he was a little bit stumped, but not for very long, because he's never stumped for long. And he said as follows. He says, the learning, we've learned this Pasuk so far, as the Pasuk is coming in two distinct halves. Part one is you saving Klal Yisrael who are in Golus. You're going to redeem Klal Yisrael. And part two is Ve'inayim Ramos Tashpil, you're going to punish the Rishoyim, those who are haughty. The Ibn Ezra, and that's how the Targum learns. The Ibn Ezra learns differently. The Ibn Ezra learns that the entire Pasuk is all about saving Klal Yisrael. And how does it work? Kiata Amoni Sushia, you save the downtrodden, poor, impoverished nation. Ve'inayim Ramos, and if a person, one of Klal Yisrael, is walking around looking up with his eyes upwards, then he is going to be in trouble. He's going to trip up over something. And especially if he's walking around at night time when it's hard to see, he's going to trip up over some michshol, over some obstacle. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves Klal Yisrael by tashpil. He lowers their eyes so they can see where they're going. In other words, the Ibn Ezra is learning the entire Pasuk is a Pasuk of Geula. That in case one of Klal Yisrael is walking around with his eye, and that's what it's a moshel. He's not looking where he's going. Right? He's got his eyes upwards. He's going to come. He'll become a cropper. He's going to trip up over some obstacle, and therefore, V'inayim Ramos Tashpil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers that person's eyes so that he can see where he's going. The words in the Ibn Ezra is the Hizkir Ve'inayim Ramos. It mentions Ve'inayim Ramos. Why? Ve'inom Roos Balayla, because they can't see at night. Because you can't see where you're going at night. It's much harder to see where you're going at night. And especially if you're not looking where you're going. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers the person's eyes so that he can see where he's going, so he stands a chance of saving himself and not tripping up over anything. Yeah? That's how Jeremy Stanton explained this piece of Ibn Ezra to me. Okay, the Radak. The Radak learns Ve'inayim Ramos. He says the eyes are a symbol of Gavhus. The Lush, Gavhus and Chatoim, pride and sinfulness, sins, because the eyes, it's an expression of being haughty, Ve'inayim Ramos, walking around. It's like a guy walking around with his nose in the air.
You can see kindness in people's eyes as well, I think.
Yeah, no, for sure, absolutely.
You can tell sometimes from the eyes what the personality
absolutely.
Is.
I heard from Dr. Gerber years ago, that's why the Hebrew word for an eye is ayin, which comes from the same root as mayon, which is a well, because the eyes give away what's going on deep within. If a person's sad, you can't tell by looking at his thumb, but you can by looking at his eyes. Yeah? So the eyes are the mayon. It's the a deep, deep well to what's going on inside. Besides the connection between the eyes shed tears and mayon gives water. That's another connection, of course. But it's also the depth of the person is revealed in the eyes. Yeah? Okay, at any rate, so, no, but the eyes, of person's haughtiness is often discernible by the look in his eyes, and he says that's the eyes are the sibas hagav husvah chatoim, and of course it's very similar to what's brought in Parsha Shlach Lecha. It's in chapter Tesvav, Pasuk Lamed Tes, on the Pasuk in the Shema. Don't follow after your heart and your eyes, which you might stray after. You might stray after them. And Rashi on that pasuk tells us that the ha'ayin roa, the eye sees an opportunity to do an avira, v'alev chomed, and then he goes on to say v'aguf oses aviras. You know, the eyes see, the heart desires, and then the guf goes ahead and does an avira. So the eyes are the almost like the kicking off point, the starting point for an avira. A person sees the opportunity for an avira and he's enticed by it. Lev chomed, his heart desires to do the avira, and then he goes ahead and he does the avira. So the eyes are very much a source of aviras, and therefore v'einayim romes tashpil, you bring down those who are haughty. Those with high eyes, with exalted eyes. It's an expression of haughtiness. Conceit. Yeah, for sure it can be the other way around as well. Yeah, for sure it can be. Yeah. But that's how the real duck learns this process.
You see a person in trouble, you want to act and help.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, for sure. Okay, the Malbim. The Malbim points out that what we have in our pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacting the precise opposite to a person's nature. That a person is the Amoni, the person who's poverty-stricken and downtrodden, Soshia, Hashem rescues him. And the exact opposite of the Enayim Rama is someone who's conceited, Tashbil, Hashem brings him down. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu working in this particular instance in the exact opposite of a person's nature.
It's not an exact opposite, is it? Because an Oni... is not the exact opposite of Enayim Romas.
No. The reaction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the opposite of the person's situation. Mm-hmm. The person is an Amoni, Hashem rescues him. So Shia. The person is an Enayim Romas, Tashbil is brought down. So that's where the opposite works. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph, brings a whole load of things to look out for to show that Moshiach is on his way. And the Gemara there says on the third wide line, if you see a generation that is constantly reducing, wait for him, wait for Moshiach. Why? Shenema, as the Pasuk says, ve'es am oni soshia. Now this Pasuk that the Gemara is quoting is the parallel Pasuk in Shmuel Beis chapter Kaf Beis. Okay? Which we'll get to.
Is it numerically or quantitatively?
Oh, quality. Oh, you mean the reduction?
Yes.
Oh, not clear. The Gemara's not clear on it. What does it mean? You see a generation constantly reducing in what? Doesn't say. So the Marashal says it means reducing in wealth. Surprising. Reducing in wealth. That's how the Marashal knows. In other words, if you see a generation that's going through financial turmoil, that's one of the... Yeah, we're in that situation at the moment. He said, that's the time, Chakelo, look out for Moshiach. Because he will come at a time when world economy is at an all-time low. When Klal Yisrael is at an all-time low financially. Yeah? And how the Marashal says, Marashal explains, how do we know that it refers to financial wealth? Simple, because Pasuk says, I'm oni. We're talking about poor nation, and we're talking about people who are poor, people who are impoverished. That's the siman that Moshiach is on his way. Just a small technical detail that the Gemara has actually not quoted our pasuk in Tehillim, but quoted the parallel pasuk, which we'll get to. You remember we've got these two chapters in parallel with each other, our chapter in Tehillim and the other chapter in Shmuel Beis, chapter Kaf Beis. So it's quoted the other pasuk, ki es am oni toshia. Okay? Good. Medrash Rabbah. Let's come to a piece of Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Rabbah is in Shemos, and it's Perek Lamed Aleph, Os Yud Gimel. The Medrash is discussing the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, where the Pasuk brings there in chapter Kaf Beis, Pasuk Kaf Dalet, Pasuk we all recognize, Im Kesef Talveh Sami, Pasuk about lending money to people. Im Kesef Talveh Sami, when you lend money to people of my nation, to Klal Yisrael, Es He'oni Imach, you're lending money to a poor person who's with you. Lo sia lo kenosha, don't be like a strict creditor with him. And specifically, lo sisimun olav neshach, don't charge interest. Lend money, no interest. Okay? Now, the Medrash Rabbah here in Sin Shmos Rabbah, Peg Lamed Aleph Os Yud Gimel, discusses this pasuk. Es he oni emoch, the poor person with you. Says the Medrash, that really, lo imchahu ha'oni, the poor person is not really with you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not really with you. Elohimi, he's only with me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the poor person's with me. V'chein oma David, and this is what David said, in Tehillim chapter Yudches, Pasuk Kavches, our Pasuk, Yato am oni soshia. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you saved the poor nation. So the Medrash Rabbah says, although the Pasuk says, es ha'oni emoch, the poor person with you, he's not really with you, he's really with me, I will look after him myself. And then the Medrash gets this beautiful thing. In midas hoshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kimin aspos of Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quite different from human beings. Midas pos of Adam. Well, how would a human being react? Mi shehu oshir, a person who's wealthy, v'yesh lo karev oni, and he's got a poor relative. In a modebo, he won't acknowledge the poor relative. Roe karevo, he may see his poor relative. Nitzmo miponov, he'll hide himself from him. Yeah, well, that's what the Medrash says. Why? Shehu misbayesh lahosiach imo. He's embarrassed to be seen talking to him. He's a poor person. And it's human nature. He doesn't want to be associated with a poor, downtrodden person. So a person who's wealthy, who's got a poor relative, midas bosav adam, it's a bad middah here. Of course it's a bad middah. Of course it's a bad middah. The wealthy person will not wish to be seen to be associated with the poor person. Yeah? Lefishuani. Of course it's bad, yeah? Because lefishuani, because this relative is a poor person. And then the Medrash quotes a couple of pesukim, and then he says, however, the imhaya ashir, if he's got a relative who's a wealthy person, hakol nidbokimbo, everybody wants to be associated with him, but Ovimose, they love him, and brings the pasuk to prove that. That's midah, that's a bad midah of human beings. Avol, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino chein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quite different. Mi heim amo, who are his people? Ho'aniim. Hashem wants to be associated with poor people. Roele oni, he'll see a poor person, v'nidbokbo, and he'll associate with him. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes to be associated with Aniyim, even if a human being does not wish to be associated with an Ani. Now, this is explained. Where do we get this from the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Es he Ani imoch. The Pasuk declares the poor person is with you. How could the Medrash go exactly against that? No, the Ani is not with you, human beings. The Ani is with me, says Hashem. Goes against what's written in the Pasuk. Says the Eitz Yosef, the Pirushan here, that the Pasuk reads, Im keset halves ami, es he'oni imoch, lo siye lo kenosha. The poor person with you, don't be like a strict creditor with him. But the three words that come together, or four words, are es he'oni imoch lo. Taking the words of the Pasuk totally out of context. Yeah, really the word lo goes together with lo siya lo kenosha. But the Medrash, the Eitz Yosef explains the Medrash that it's es he'oni imoch lo. The poor person imoch lo. He's not with you. He's with me, says Hashem. That's how the Medrash is taking this Pasuk, taking the words totally out of context to give this big chiddush on the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I wish to be associated with Aniyim even if you don't. Okay, that's one piece of Medrash. Let's come to another piece of Medrash, which is in Shmos Rabbah, and it's Pek Lamed Aleph Os Gimel. Dova Achem Kesef Tal Ve'esami, on this Pasuk, Ashe Adam, oh, this is very, very important. Ashe Adam Shuomid Benisiono. Happy is the person who can withstand his test. She'in Beri Ashen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menasa Usa. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests everybody. Rich and poor alike. He Oshir, the rich person, Menaseu Hashem tests him, Imtei Yodo Pesuchalanim. If he's got his hand outstretched and they're happy to give to poor people, that's the Nisayon for the wealthy person. Hashem also tests the poor person. If a poor person is able to accept the
deprivation.
Thank you. Wow. The deprivation of poverty, without making him angry. Shenema, and brings the pasuk to prove it. V'im omad he'osh he'benisyonu, if the wealthy person can withstand his test, and he gives v'osah tzedakos, and he gives tzedakah, ha'ri u'echel mamono b'olam ha'zeh, v'akein ke'emes l'olam ha'bah. He'll be rewarded in olam ha'zeh and in olam ha'bah. V'akod shbrocha matzilo midin ha'shel gehenem, Hashem will save him from gehenem, and the Medrash brings the pasuk for it. V'im omad he'oni b'nisyonu, and if the poor person can withstand his test, v'ein ha'mavayit, and he doesn't kick against HaKod Shbaruch Hu, Hare hu notel kiflayim le'el sid lovo, he'll be rewarded with double in le'el sid lovo, in the future, in olam haba, she'er ne'ema, our posuk, ki ato am oni sushia, you save the poor person, the poor nation. So from there we learn, if the poor person also has an issue. Every, you know, the classic mishalim that one tells children, you know, the rich person, and he's tested, will he give tzedakah or not? And the poor person also suffers an issue. Is he able to withstand the poverty and deprivation without becoming angry with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Embarrassment, everything. Yep. The Yalkut Shimoni in Hazinu and its Remez Tof Kufmen base defines the Einaim Ramos Tashpil in our posuk, the exalted eyes you bring low. To whom does that refer? Elu Ovdei Elilim, that refers to idol worshippers. So Einaim Ramos is reference to people who serve Avodah Zarah. Osius to Rabbi Akiva. There's a sefer called Osius to Rabbi Akiva, which I've never seen, but one sees it quoted quite a bit. Written by the famous Rabbi Akiva, and it's a pirush on the letters of the Aleph base. It says that Osius to Rabbi Akiva, im ein gimel, ein dalad. Im ein dalad, ein gimel. If there's no gimel, there's no dalad. If there's no dalad, there's no gimel. What does it mean? Im ein gemilus chasodim, gimel, it means gemilus chasodim, bestowing kindness upon poor people. So Rabbi Kiva, in Osis Rabbi Kiva explains, im ein gemilus chasodim, ein dalim. If the concept of kindness wouldn't exist, then Hashem would never create poor people. And im ein dalim, and if there are no poor people around, ba'olam in the world, then ein gemilus chasodim, then there can't be any kindness, because there's no one to bestow kindness, there's no recipients to the kindness. And how do you know that Klal Yisrael are called Dalim? Shenema Aposuk Ato Amoni Toshia Ki Ato Amoni Toshia, because you save the poor people. Ve'inam Ramis Tashbil. So Klal Yisrael are referred to as Ki Ato Amoni Toshia. We are that poor nation. Ve'inam Ramis Tashbil. To whom is the pasuk referring when the pasuk says Ve'inam Ramis Tashbil? Elu Amos Olam. That's the nations of the world. So that's how the Osis Rabbi Kiva defines this pasuk. Klal Yisrael are the Am Oni, and the Umos Olam are the Einayim Ramos. Sorry? You have to have both.
Because if you don't have Ani, you have been there once
again. Exactly. Yeah. Good. Okay. Yalkut
Memuna. Everybody had money.
Then it makes no sense. Yeah. There's no economy like that. Yeah. Yalkut Memuna says, again, explains how this pasuk, that Am Oni refers to Klal Yisrael at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, while the Einayim Ramos refers to the Mitzrayim. I'm a bit confused about that, because Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they actually left extremely wealthy. Yeah, they had the they took all the wealth of Mitzrayim, and yet the Yalkut Memuna explains that Ki Am Oni is a reference to Klal Yisrael at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, while the Einayim Ramos of the Mitzrayim. That's how he explains it. Then it gives a second shout. The Yalkut Memuna gives another shout. Kiam Oni Soshia, you save the poverty-stricken nation. About whom is David speaking? He's speaking about himself. Why? Because there's a pasuk in Tehillim, beginning of chapter Peivav. Tefillah leDavid, Hatei Hashem Oznecha, Aneini, Hashem, please turn your ear towards me and answer me. Ki Oni ve'evyon Oni, because I'm a poverty-stricken person. So David calls himself an Oni. Okay, then the pasuk continues, Shomo Nafshi, please guard my life, ki chosid oni, because I'm a pious person, I'm a chosid. So the pasuk starts by, in pasuk aleph, speaking about ki oni, ve'evyon oni, I'm a poor person, and then goes on to say, Shomo Nafshi, ki chosid oni, it changes into, starts off by saying he's a poor person, and goes on to say he's a chosid. So by virtue of the first pasuk, where David describes himself as an oni, in our pasuk, when the pasuk says, ki am oni so shia, you save the poor nation, David is in fact referring to none other than himself, you save me. Why? Because he describes himself elsewhere in Tehillim chapter 12 as an oni. Okay, now of course there's a bit of a kasha on this, and the kasha is brought, the Yalkut Memuna brings this, David asa atzme la'oni. David made himself into a poor person, and he took off his royal clothes, and he sat on the ground like a poor person. And he said, ki oni ve'evyon oni, I'm a poor person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, what are you talking about, you're a poor person? Ein ata melech? Aren't you a king? Well, what are you behaving like a poor person? Aren't you a melech? You're making yourself into a poor person. Miyad, immediately, what did David do? Hofach tefilaso le'inyan ache. He changed his tefillah. For Amen, he said, Shoma nafshi ki chosidoni. He changed his tune. And the next passage says, Shoma nafshi, guard my life. Please guard my life ki chosidoni, because I'm a pious person. So he changed. At the beginning, he says, he declares himself an oni. Hashem questions that. What do you mean you're an oni? You're not. You're a melech. He says, okay, I'm a chosid. Okay? That's the Medrash Rabbah, the Medrash Yalkut Me'am Noz brings it.
About the mitzvah, I mean, it could be they were poor, but the description of being poor may have been before they received the gold and silver as payment for their work.
That makes sense. Yeah, at the moment before they went around collecting all the money, and certainly before Kriyas Yamsuf, when they took even more money. So at that moment they were before they took the Rechush Gadacha. Thank you. Yeah. So before the moment of receiving the Rechush Gadol, then of course it would be defined as Aniyim, while the Mitzrayim are described as the Einayim Maris. Yeah, absolutely. Just come back to this pasuk in Tehillim Pei Vav, where David first describes himself as an Oni and then describes himself as a Chosid. Hashem questioned it. How can you describe yourself as an Oni? You're not an Oni, you're a Chosid. You're a Melech. So he says, okay, I'm not really an Oni, I'm really a Chosid. So I saw... and as in the pirush on Tehillim called Eretz Yisrael, it's a small pirush on a sefer called Eretz HaChayim, and he quotes it in the name of the Zohar from Parshas Balak, Kuf Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph, and this is also brought in he quotes it from a sefer called Chasdei Avos, I don't know what that sefer is, on Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Mishneh Gimel, where it speaks about the four middos, Abba middos. There are four attributes of a person, four ways of describing a person. Sheli shalcha, shalcha sheli. You remember, yeah, all that. Sheli sheli, shalcha sheli. The chosid is the person who says sheli shalcha for shalcha shalcha. The chosid is the person who says what's mine is yours and what's yours is yours. So it makes very good sense. If David describes himself in the Pasuk Aleph, chapter Pei Vav, Pasuk Aleph, as an oni, ki oni ve'evyon oni, I'm a poor person. Hashem questions that. What do you mean you're a poor person? You're a melech. So he says, oh, okay, fair enough. I'm a chosid. Yeah, because the chosid is the one who says, sheli shalcha v'shalcha shalcha. What's mine is yours and what's yours is yours. So therefore, automatically, that makes him into an oni, because he's given away all his belongings. So he says, he's a chosid. If he's a chosid, then he ascribes to the middah of shalcha, of sheli shalcha, and shalcha shalcha. What's mine is yours, what's yours is yours. So if that's the case, then he's automatically made himself into an oni, because he's given away all his money. So that explains how David can first describe himself as an oni, and then describe himself as a chosid, because it really comes to the same thing. Yeah? Okay. V'einayim Ramas Tashbil, the Yalkut Me'am Noz explains V'einayim Ramas Tashbil, someone with exalted eyes, Hashem brings him down because that's what he deserves. He's conceited, so he deserves to be brought down a peg or two, and that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him. The Sefer Das Mikra explains that in our pasuk we've got the word atah. The Das Mikra explains you've got in the pasuk ki atah am oni soshia. You, the poor nation, you will save. So we've got a bit of repetition there. You've got the word atah, which means you, and the word you is automatically subsumed into the word soshia, you will save. So why do you need the word atah there at all? Yeah, it's almost a tautology. The apostle could have just said, ki am oni soshia, you will save a poor nation. Why do you need the word atah? So the Das Mikra explains the word atah is just there as an extra emphasis. You often find this, a bit of an extra emphasis there, to that you will save the, or you could say in English, because as for you, you will save the poor nation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how he explains it. Then the Das Mikra gives another big chiddush, that when David uses the word ki am, ki ato, am oni soshia, You say the poor nation. Who's the poor nation? So he says it's a reference to the army of David. David's army. Why? Because in Shmuel Aleph, chapter Kaf Beis, Pasuk Beis, it says about David's army, Vayeskabtzu elav kol ish motzok. Every oppressed man gathered to David, v'chol ish asher lo nosher, and any man who had a creditor, v'chol ish ma nefesh, and every embittered person, v'hi aleim lesor, he became a leader over them. V'yihu imo ka'aba me'osish, and there were approximately 400 men with him. So David's army was made up of poverty-stricken people. And therefore when David says, ki ata amoni sushia, you save the poor people, who are those poor people? David's army. That's how the Das Mikra learns it. Yeah? Interesting? Yeah. Oh. I have a sefer on Tehillim called Sefer Chaim V'Hasholem. It's written by the Ben Ish Chai, Rabbi Yosef Chaim from Baghdad. And he gives an amazing pshat on our posuk. He says, V'einayim romos tashpil, you lower those with haughty eyes. Einayim, he says, is a double ayin. Einayim means the ayins. The two people who are both ayins, tashpil, you bring them down. Who are the two ayins? Esav with an ayin, Amalek with an ayin. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Nice thought. That's how he learns it. Einayim romos tashpil, the two ayins. That's how the Ben Ish Chai learns it in the Sefer Chaim V'Hasholem. Oh. Years ago, I had a kasha on the word ayin, meaning an eye, because I noticed how in davening we say v'sechazeno einenu, b'shul chalitzion, v'sechazeno einenu, our eyes shall see. That word v'sechazeno is a
translation.
Or vision. We should enjoy the vision. Perceive. Okay, perceive. Oh, the point is that the word v'sechazeno with a nun hey ending is a feminine plural, because the word ayin is feminine. So v'sechazeno einenu is a feminine plural. Our eyes shall perceive, our eyes shall see, whatever it is, right? Feminine plural. Makes sense? Mm-hmm. Very good. So the word ayin is feminine. No surprises there. Lots of parts of the body are brought in, given in the feminine. Regel is feminine. Yod is feminine. Yod ha-chazoko. Regel v'raglom regel yishoro. Poskin yecheskel. The regel is feminine and yod is feminine. So ayin is also feminine. Very good. No problem with that. But in Maariv, before the Amida, we say Yiru Einenu V'Yismach Lebenu, and Yiru is a masculine plural. If it would be feminine, it would be Tireno. Yeah. So I always had this kasha. What's going on with this word ayin? And I was thrilled and delighted. I found the kasha in the Sefer Baruch Sha'omar on Tefillah, which is a sefer written by Reb Baruch Epstein, who is the author of the Torah Tumim Chumash. And the parish through the Torah Tumimah, and he writes, and he brings a whole loads and loads of examples that the word ayin is usually feminine and sometimes masculine. And he says it's one of those words that has, there's often, can be both. He quotes lots of examples, a bit like the word machaneh. Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach says the word machaneh is sometimes masculine, sometimes feminine. So likewise, the word ayin is sometimes masculine, sometimes feminine. Our pasuk gives it as ve'inaim romos, which is a feminine plural, not ve'inaim romim, but ve'inaim romos. So our pasuk takes it as feminine, and normally the word ayin is taken as a feminine. Okay? Sefer by Rabbi Avram Halimi from Algeria. Rabbi Avram Halimi from Algeria, he lived in the 1800s. He has a sefer on Tehillim called Maskil Le'eson. Maskeleison. And he brings a whole drosha here from, I'll give you the quotes, he brings it in the name of a drush hachama from the person who wrote the Chavos Ya'ir, and he gives a page number, Daf Peches, and he says he quotes it in another sefer called Ori V'Yishi in the name of a medrash. And the medrash brings a simple kasha. It's kasha we all know. Kasha from Parshas Bereishis. In Parshas Bereishis, it's chapter Aleph Pasuk Kaf Vav, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nase Adam b'tzalmenu kidmoseinu. Let us make man in our image. Nase Adam b'tzalmenu kidmoseinu. So Rashi on the Pasuk, music brings the kasha. Nase is a plural. And axiomatic to Yiddishkeit is Hashem Echad, you know, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. What's going on in this Pasuk? Absolutely. In fact, there's a galach who lives up the road from me, and he once asked me that kasha. You believe in one God. How come the verse says, let us make man? I didn't want to tell him the Rashi because I didn't want to teach him any Torah. so I just said, wow, that's a great question. I'm going to think about that one. And that was the end of the conversation. he's right. It is a great kasha because Rashi brings it.
No.
That's a Torah Sivalonu. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Torah Sivalonu Moshe. Lonu Merosha Velelahem. Yes, right. Nochi Shasa Batera. Evikom Shasa Batera Chai Misa. Yeah. So, yeah. When I was at university, I met one of my lecturers on the tube, and I was sitting learning Chumash Rashi on the tube. And she said to me, oh, that looks so interesting. I'm really interested to study it. Would you be prepared to teach it to me? I said, no. Okay, right. That did not help my university career. Okay, right. So Rashi brings the kasha. Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was addressing the Pamal Yoshamala, the heavenly court, and it was an expression of Anova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking with Anova. Lo nimna hakosav milalame derech eretz. The Torah does not withhold from teaching us derech eretz, or midas anova, teaching us humility. Sheyehe hagodol nimlach venuta reshus manakosan. That the superior person should seek permission from the inferior person. Could be. But here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is consulting his malachim, and that's to teach us the mid of Anova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu consults his malachim, so to speak, whatever that means. But it's to teach us the mid of Anova. Okay? Now, that's Pshat given by one Medrash. That's the famous Rashi on that Pasuk. Okay? The Medrash brings a totally different Pshat. To whom is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking? He says, Naaseh Odom. He's speaking to Ashirim, wealthy people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I will create them and you will support them by giving tzedakah. And therefore we'll have a share in this together. Naaseh Odom. Between the two of us, we can create a human being, a viable person. I'll do the creation, you do the supporting. Okay? That's a medrash. That's to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking. Okay? Says the Sefer Maskil Leison, supposing you've got a wealthy person who gives tzedakah. Mm-hmm. Very good. So he ascribes to that second pshat in the pasuk brought by the medrash, namely he's prepared to give tzedakah. And how does he understand the pasuk? Naaseh Odom is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to the wealthy people, saying, "I'll create you support." Well, this is a wealthy person who does support them. Therefore, if a wealthy person is conceited, and he does not take on the first pshat, namely the pshat of Midas Anova, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was consulting in his malachim, which teaches us Anova, we can forgive him that sin. We can forgive him for being conceited. Why? Because rather than ascribing to the first pshat of Anova, Hashem consulting malachim, he ascribes to the second pshat of he's helping a poor person. So if he's conceited, we can forgive him that. Why? Because at least he's following the second pshat of supporting poor people. Give them the benefits of the doubt. No, because we've got two midrashim on this pasuk. Which one is this? So he's not going for the anova, but at least he's going for the other pshat of supporting someone. Okay. Likewise, or the converse is also true. Supposing you've got a wealthy person who refuses to give tzedakah, or doesn't give tzedakah as he should, we can forgive him that as long as he's an onov. Because then, okay, so instead of following the Medrash of Naaseh Odom, Hashem says, I'll create you support. He's not supporting. Okay, so he's not following that Medrash, but he's following the other Medrash, and he's a non-of. So we can forgive him, the fact that he's not giving stock, we can forgive him that because he's an on-of, and he's following the first Medrash. Says the Maskil Leison, he says, Kiato am oni sushia. If the wealthy person turns around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Ata, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am oni sushia, you save poor people because I'm not going to give tzedakah. You've created poor people, it's down to you to support them, but don't come and ask me for the money. Then such a person, if he is also a Naim Ramos, if he is also a haughty, conceited person, Tashbil, Hashem will bring him down because he's following neither Medrash. He's neither following the Medrash of learning Midas Anova, because he's a person who's got Einayim Ramos, he's conceited, nor is he prepared to give tzedakah, and he should. If he turns to Hashem and says, I'm not going to give tzedakah, Ata, Amani Sashir, you'd be the one to save the poor people, I'm not going to do it.
He's subscribing to neither Medrash, and therefore the nine Ramis Tashbil, such a person is going to be brought down.
Here's something nice and topical. The Sefer Das Sofrim points out that this Loshon of Einayim Ramis also comes up in Davening, in a Vidui, coming up to Vidui during the Aseis Med Shuvah. We have one of the Al-Chetz, Al-Chetz Shechotonu Lefanecha Be'einayim Ramis, with the exalted eyes, which is an expression of conceit. So it's the same Loshon that we have in our Pasuk, Ve'einayim Ramis Tashpil. Rav Shimshon Fel Hirsch on this pasuk says that David HaMelech is saying in the words Ve'inayim Ramos Tashpil, you lower exalted eyes, is a reference to himself. He says, HaKadosh Baruch has appointed me as a melech, and as a melech I run high risks that I could become a Baal Gaiva. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch has prevented me from having Gaiva by giving me a middah of Anova, Ve'inayim Ramos Tashpil. HaKadosh Baruch has deliberately lowered any exalted eyes that I might have. He's prevented me from becoming a Baal Gaiva so that I can be a proper and suitable melech over Klal Yisrael. I can be a melech without having a middah of conceit of Gaiva. I have a lovely sefer at home, which I bought in a second-hand sforim sale in Stamford Hill, called Shari Yosher on Tehillim. It's written by Rav Tzvi Hirsch Friedlander, who, as far as I can tell, was a Hasidish Rebbe, and he was the Av Beis Din of a place called Liska. I feel quite emotional about the sefer, because he was killed in the Holocaust. His yahrzeit is given as Kaf Zayin Iyar Tovshin Dalid, which is 1944. I think he was taken together with a Hungarian Yidden. And he brings a beautiful pshat on this pasuk. He points out, first of all, that the word oni, ki ato am oni soshia, points out, of course, the word oni is an expression of being subdued, of being an onov, of being humble. And he quotes the pasuk in Parshas Bo, and it's chapter Yud, pasuk Gimel, when Moshe and Aaron turned to Paru, Vayomrelov, they said to Paru, Ko Amar Hashem Elokeho Ivrim, so says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Mosai Me Anto, how long will you go on refusing Le Onos Me Ponoi? Le Onos. Now that word Le Onos, of course, has the same sheresh as our word Oni, literally means a poor person. And Rashi on the Pasuk quotes the Targum, Ad Emos Saim Masoriv At, how long will you go on refusing Le Iskanoa? Now Le Iskanoa means to humble yourself, to make yourself subdued, Min Kodomai, from before me. So he points out the word Oni is an expression of being subdued or being humble. Ad Mosame Anto Le Onos Me Ponoi, how long will you continue being subdued and being humble? Now based on that, he quotes a piece of Zohar. Now the Zohar is in the Defus Yoshon of the Zohar. It's in Parshas Chaye Sara, and it's Daf Kuf Kaf Beis Amud Beis. The volume of Zohar which I've got here is the Sefer Zohar HaKadosh, and it's the new version with the Pirush of the Hasulam, which is a translation of the Zohar from Aramaic into Hebrew, and it's Chelik Beis, and it's in Parshas Chaye Sara, and it's page Ches in this volume. But in the Zohar, it's given as Os Kaf Aleph. And it says as follows, Zaka'o Ihu, which is a translation of Ashrei Hu. Zaka'o Ihu, happy is the person, Ashrei Ihu Man Da Azir Garmei. Happy is the person who subdues himself, who makes himself humble, Bahai Almo in this world, Kamo Ihu Rav Va'alo'o Bahahu Almo. And in contrast to that, or in parallel to that, the more he makes himself humble in this world, kamo ihu rav ilo'o bahahu almo, so he will be exalted in Olam Haba. V'achi posach rav mesifta, and this is what the Rosh HaYeshiva said, man di ihu ze'er, ihu rav, he who is small will be great. Mandi ihu rav, but a person who makes himself great, ihu zo'ir will be small. So the person who makes himself small in Olam Hazeh will become great in Olam Haba, and the person who makes himself great in Olam Hazeh, who is full of pride and conceit, ihu zo'ir, he will be small and nothing in Olam Haba. And brings it from the pasuk at the beginning of Chai Sora. Tichsev, the pasuk says, "Vayu Chai Sora." Then the years of Sora are given. It's in Bereishis chapter Kaf Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Mea Shana, Ve'esum Shana Ve'sheva Shanim, 127 years old when Sarah died. Mea is the biggest number of all, 100, says the Zohar. Me'o de'ihu chushben rav, 100, which is a big number, kesiv be'shana. The word shana in the singular, year, is brought in conjunction with the number 100. Ze'iru dishanin, the chad az irlei, the smallest number, which is sheva, which is the smallest number, sheva de'ihu chushban zo'ir, which is a small number, Askilei v'rabilei, that number is given greater primacy, it's given greater importance, and it's almost as written as though it's in the plural. Tichsiv shonim, there it's given in as shonim. It says mea shana v'esrim shana v'sheva shonim. So he who makes himself big, mea, a big number, goes together with a small noun, shana, singular year, while the small number, sheva, goes together with the plural noun, shonim. So from there, the Zohar learns, if a person makes himself out as nothing in Olam Hazeh, then he's exalted in Olam Haba, and the converse is also to a person who is full of pride and conceit in Olam Hazeh, is made very small in Olam Haba. Says the Sefer Shari Yosher, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Friedlander, he points out that the phrase Am Oni, in our pasuk, Ki Ata Am Oni Sushia, that word Am Oni, poor nation, has a gematria of 240, which equates to the word Rom, high. He says that's the person who is an Am Oni, he makes himself into a poor and lowly person in Olam Hazeh. Eventually, in Olam Haba, he will be Rom. He'll be exalted. The two phrases, Am Oni, Gematria 240, Rom Hani, Gematria 240. And the converse is also true. Ve'inayim Romus, the person who makes himself out in Olam HaZeh to be Inayim Romus, who makes himself out to be a big shot, Tashbil, he will be brought down in Olam Haba. So he says that it relates very closely to that piece of Zohar in Chai Sorah, and the Zohar that really reflects what our Pasuk is saying. I have a sefer on the computer given to me by David Dombrowski, called Be'er Avraham. It's written by Rabbi Avraham ben Hagon Eliyahu from Vilna. It's the son of the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Avraham, the son of the Vilna Gaon. And he defines Am Oni, a poor nation, as a person who deprives himself of worldly pleasures. Ki ata Am Oni Sushia. He's poor in terms of worldly luxuries, worldly pleasures. A person who deprives himself of worldly ta'anugim, he will be Sushia. That's the type of person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save. Now, here's a most wonderful piece of Alshich on our Pasuk. Rav Moshe Alshich. The Alshich explains our Pasuk with a huge chiddush. He says, who's speaking in this Pasuk is the Yetzer Hara of David HaMelech. There's a big, big chiddush this. Who's speaking? It's David HaMelech's Yetzer Hara. And what does the Yetzer Hara say to David? The Yetzer Hara says, Ki ata am oni sushia. You will save a poverty-stricken people. V'naim Ramos, and people who are haughty, Tashbil, you'll bring them down. What is it all about? Says David, my Yetzahara did its best to persuade me to kill Shaul. And I had the opportunity and I had the occasions when I could have killed Shaul, and of course I didn't. Says my Yetzahara says to me, you've got to kill Shaul. If you kill Shaul, it'll be a big mitzvah. Shaul is turning the whole of Klal Yisrael against you, and he's leading everybody to chase you, and they're trying to kill you. And not only that, he's bringing down the whole nation. If you will only kill Shaul, you know what you'll do? You'll have a fantastic effect on the whole nation. Ki ata am oni sushia. You'll save the whole nation from being led down a disastrous path led by Shaul. If you will kill Shaul, you'll save the whole nation. Ve'inayim Ramos Tashbil. And those people who are ganging up against you, like Shaul and others, they are Inayim Ramos, they've got exalted eyes, they are very conceited people, and you'll bring them all down, and with that you'll save the whole of Klal Yisrael. However, David saw through it all. He says, these are the words of my Yetzirah. He refused to kill Shaul. He recognized Shaul as being a great tzaddik and a Mashiach Hashem. And he says, I'm not going to touch Shaul. I'm not going to kill him. I'm not going to touch him at all. And of course he didn't. It says, so who's speaking in this pasuk says that Al-Sheikh learns that the person who's speaking in the pasuk, not a person, is David HaMelech's Yetzirah, trying to entice David into killing Shaul. The final pshat given by the Yalkut Me'am Neris on Kiato Am On Yisoshia, he brings it in the name of someone called Ravash, Reish Aleph Reis apostrophe Shin, where he says that the word Am can in fact refer to an individual, can refer to one individual person, and he quotes a pasuk in Mishpatim, Perek Kaf Aleph Pasuk Ches, where the pasuk speaks about someone who took on an Omar Ivriya, a young girl as a Jewish maidservant, and then he failed to do what he should have done, which is either to marry her himself or to allow his son to marry her, which is actually a mitzvah for him to give this Omar Ivriya some kind of future. That she's poverty-stricken, her father sold her off into slavery, some form of slavery, and it's a mitzvah to give this lady a future, either by the odin marrying her himself or by allowing his son to marry her. Well, the pasuk there speaks about the master who failed to do that. Even if he fails to do those, there's one further restriction. When he deserts her by not marrying her off to his son, as such as a form of desertion, he's letting her down. One thing which he still may not do is he may not sell her la'am nochri. He may not rule over her by selling her to an amnachri, to a non-Jewish master. So there we can see that the amnachri, although it gives the word am, which means a people, in the context of that pasuk, it actually refers to an individual person, to a non-Jewish master. One may not sell this am or ha'ivriya. And therefore we can see, says the Yalkut Me'am Neris, we can see that the word am can sometimes refer to an individual person, to an ish, and therefore it's David HaMelech saying, Ki ato am oni soshia, you save even the individual person who is a poor person. For the sake of completeness, I'll just say over the pasuk, the parallel pasuk in Shmuel Beis. It's in Shmuel Beis, chapter Kaf Beis, pasuk Kaf Ches. Ve'es am oni toshia, you save the poverty-stricken nation. Ve'enecho, and your eyes, al romim, are on exalted people. Tashpil, you will bring them down. Your eyes are upon the haughty in order to tumble them. I'm using the translation here of from the Judaica Nach, the pink Nach. But your eyes are upon the haughty in order to humble them. So David HaMelech, it comes to much the same thing. He's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you save Klal Yisrael. They are the poverty-stricken nation. Ve'enecho al romim tashpil. Quite different from our pasuk. Our pasuk gives ve'enayim romis tashpil. You bring down those with haughty eyes. But the pasuk in Shmuel Beis gives it ve'enecho al romim tashpil. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, set your eyes al romim on haughty people tashpil in order to humble them. Now the Abarbanel does explain this pasuk in Shmuel Beis and the change between Shmuel Beis and Tehillim with his usual style of showing how the version of Tehillim is an improvement on the version in Shmuel Beis, and he does explain it, and I didn't understand it at all. But he says it fits in with his whole thesis, if you like, his whole theory on the two chapters, one in Shmuel Beis, Kaf Beis, and the one in Tehillim Yud Ches, to show how the version of Tehillim Yud Ches has certain tikkunim, has certain improvements over and above the pasukim in Shmuel Beis. The Sefer Das Mikra does point out one small thing on this pasuk in Shmuel Beis, namely that the negina on the word ve'enecha, ve'enecha al ramim tashpil, the negina on that word ve'enecha is a tipcha, and a tipcha is always a mafsik, it's like a comma, it has a pause after it, and it's ve'enecha, and as for your eyes, comma, al ramim tashpil, you set them on haughty people in order to humble them. So he points out that's why the neginis there in Shmuel Beis are the way they are, ve'enecho, and as for your eyes, al ramim tashpil, you set them on to haughty people in order to humble them. Good. Shana tova musuka. We should all be blessed with the ksiva chasima tova, and Louis, of course, Reb Leib ben Leo, should have a refu shalema.